Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I know you guys have these questions because I do too sometimes. You probably say, well, she's traveling all the time. What questions about travel does she have? And it's usually around travel insurance. I look at the policies just like you guys do, and I go through them. I say, well, should I get this one or this one? How much coverage do I need? Well, I have Sarah Fouts on the telephone with me, and we're talking about travel insurance from top to bottom, and she has been answering so many great questions. So, Sarah, welcome back to the show with all of this great information.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy too. Now, the last segment, we were talking about medical insurance because for me, that is one of the areas of travel that I'm a little bit sensitive to. Although I've been, knock on wood, I have not been injured or needed to pull on medical insurance, but I have been around people who have been. So I know how important that is to make sure that you get the medical attention that you need. And if you need to come home, that you have transportation to do that. So does medical insurance cover transportation home if necessary?
It doesn't always. So you want to look at two different line items. So one of them, sometimes the policies have them bundled together, sometimes they're separate. So you want to make sure you have both emergency medical coverage and emergency medical transportation coverage. So when you're, so make sure that you, when you're looking at the policy, that you have both. Because it can be very costly to be airlifted home, depending on the situation. So you want to make sure you do have the coverage, and you can look at the different limits. When we talk to our assistance team, they'll give you some averages. So if you're going to be coming home from like South America, it can cost you up to $160,000 to be flown home in an emergency medical jet, which is what you need if you're, you know, if you're in a critical situation. Absolutely. and need to get home. So it's something definitely to keep in mind. But if you're traveling domestically, it could very well easily be, you know, $20,000 may be enough to get you home. So just, you know, take a look at the limits, and make sure that you have enough coverage to provide you with peace of mind.
Well, you know, one of the things, Sarah, that I'm really getting from our conversation is that when you start planning your trip and you have everything lined out, that is when you need to start thinking about travel insurance and looking at the policies and how much coverage you need, and not waiting until a week before, 2 weeks before, a month even before, if you've already planned. You need to really start focusing on this early.
It's always better to buy it ahead of time, but you can buy it up to about 48 hours before you depart. That way you make sure that you've got all the different things are covered. But you also can buy a policy. And let's say you buy your airline tickets, and then you buy a policy, and then you're starting to add a hotel, and then you're starting to add your additional tours and things like that. You can always call back and update your policy to include those expenses so that you have coverage. So that's something to keep in mind. So even if you buy it right away, but you're like, oh, you know what, I need to add my hotel, I need to add these additional tours, go ahead and call us back and update your policy that you have coverage for those prepaid expenses.
Now, let me ask you one last thing about medical travel insurance. You're going to think she's so paranoid about medical insurance.
It's understandable. It is understandable.
Yeah, you want to be able to get that, you know, medical attention that you really, really want. But let me ask you this.
Absolutely.
Do I need to consult my doctor, or do I need to have my doctor get involved when purchasing it? I mean, do I need to provide any pre-existing conditions? I mean, how do those two go together, or do they?
They do go together. So we do have policies that provide coverage for pre-existing medical conditions. But one of the things there's a couple different things that you need to have in place to make sure that you're covered for them. And that one, the number one is you are medically able to travel at the time of purchase. Mm. So we do have people who will purchase, they've had knee surgery, and they will purchase a trip and then a policy because they plan on being well enough to travel. And unfortunately, they, you know, 6 months later, they aren't. The healing process hasn't gone as well, and they're not able to go on the trip. The problem is they weren't medically able to travel at the time of purchase. So that's the number one thing. You have to be medically able to travel at the time of purchasing your policy. The next thing is you want to make sure that you have purchased your policy within, for existing medical conditions, you want to make sure you purchased your policy within 14 days of your first deposit. So again, you're medically able to travel, you've put your deposit down, and then you also want to make sure you insure the total cost of your trip. So as you add additional costs like your hotel and your tours and things like that, make sure you update the policy so again, all of your trip is insured, mm-hmm. So that you can have your existing medical coverage, pre-existing condition covered.
And just that peace of mind. You definitely want that.
Yes.
Absolutely. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And I am talking with Sarah Fouts from Allianz Travel Insurance. She's giving us all of the answers to those frequently asked questions. Now, this is my series that I'm doing on Traveling with Friends. It's all a part of leading up to a cruise that I'm going to take with Holland America. That is a partnership that I'm involved with Oprah Magazine and Holland American Cruises, leading up to the Girlfriends Cruise with Gail and Oprah. I'm so excited, but I'm going to tell you, though, I'm a little concerned because I know cruising may have a few little different pieces and parts to it when I'm talking about buying travel insurance.
Yes, it's actually the policies are pretty much the same. You do have an option. Often cruise lines will offer you an option to buy travel insurance through them. The difference between what the cruise line offers and what a third party provides is the cruise line will typically offer you a credit. If you are unable to go on your trip, they'll offer you a credit for you to use on a future cruise. Mm. Third parties offer the actual monetary reimbursement so that you're not fit within a window, or any kind of deadline. So you get the money back and then you can decide, okay, do I want to take a cruise on this cruise line or do I want to do something else with it? So that's the big thing, the big difference. And then again, if you're doing a cruise, make sure that you insure those prepaid the excursions so that, again, you have the coverage for the whole cost. But it's very, very similar to a regular trip that you would purchase. So, in fact, our policies are the same. So it's the same kind of emergency medical coverage. It's the same kind of emergency medical transportation. It's the same prepaid expenses that are all covered. So it should have all those pieces and parts.
Now, when cruising, sometimes we are cruising outside of the country, just like when we're going on, say, a land tour that we purchase and we fly to that destination. Are there any kind of connections between the U.S. Department of State and traveling insurance when we're going outside of the country? Is there any connection with that? Do they require anything?
In your U.S. passport, it actually recommends that you get travel insurance because oftentimes your normal everyday medical insurance doesn't provide coverage, especially if you are on if you're 65 and plus. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you have some sort of travel insurance policy to provide that coverage when you're traveling outside of the United States. But as far as like warnings and things like that, it isn't typically the State Department warnings. Isn't typically tied with travel insurance.
Okay. But it's a good place to go to find out about some of those warnings, especially things like unrest or terrorist acts that may have taken place there. So it's a good place to go. Now, Sarah.
Absolutely.
I think people need to go to Allianz and check out your policy. So
we need you.
Yes, absolutely. Not just because you're my friend and my colleague that I work with, but because I think you guys offer really good insurance. So how can people check you out?
So you can find us a number of ways. You can buy policies through airlines. Several of them are partners with us, and they provide the Allianz travel insurance. You can go to the website, as you mentioned earlier, at allianztravelinsurance.com. Or you can actually, if you're booking through a travel agent, you can request a policy through your travel agent. So you can reach us in many, many different ways.
Perfect.
So we're happy to hear to provide all kinds of different policies and types and answer your questions and provide the coverage that you need.
that ease of mind, which is all very important when traveling with friends or without friends, even solo. So thank you so much, Sarah, for joining us today. We really appreciate all this information. Now, this segment has been brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. As Sarah just said, check out their website at allianztravelinsurance.com. Back in a moment.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and I know it's gonna